Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Although we've gone to the end of the road, and I can't let go. It's so natural. Ooh, you belong to me. Ooh, I belong to you. Yeah. It is indeed the end of the road. In the immortal words of Boys to Men, it's a wrap, y'all. If you are watching this or listening to this, chances are that you are still in your fantasy finals, right? You're still playing fantasy basketball. If not, you're listening to this or watching this because you are facing the reality that your favorite part of the year is closed out and it's the end. You have to wait a few more months before you can play fantasy basketball again. And you're like, what do I do? You're on like YouTube looking up, what do I do if the fantasy basketball season is over? Like, I've been there. I've been there. And honestly, right now, I'm with you. I lost in, I want to say, 3 of my 5 leagues. I won 2 championships and I lost 3. So I know the pain of like losing, but also even in winning, I'm like kind of sad because now it's over. So what, I'm just going to like look at my banner and like celebrate that? I can do that for a couple of days, but once reality sets in, it's like, man, the fantasy basketball season is coming to a close. But I have good news for you. You're in for a treat. I'm going to show you in this episode how you can do fantasy basketball forever, anytime, year round, whenever you want to. So all you have to do is pay attention, and I'm going to show you the way.
Welcome to the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast, the weekly show dedicated to helping fantasy managers like you crush your league and bring home multiple championships. Now, your host, Robin Marks.
We believe every NBA fan that plays fantasy football should also play fantasy basketball. So it's a term that's going around. You probably heard it before, but we're going to really dive into it today. And that word is, it has such a lovely sound and a great ring to it. Dynasty. Oh, yeah. For the fantasy sicko in you. For like the fanatic, the person who wakes up in the morning, sets their alarm clock at 3:30 in the morning so they can grab people off the waiver wire without having to burn their waiver priority. This is for you. If you set your alarm for 7 p.m. just about every single night to make sure that you can start snatching players off the waiver wire as soon as the tip-off occurs, my friend, this is for you. If you draft your fantasy basketball team, and the day after you draft your players, you're looking at your phone and you're like, treating your phone like a newborn baby because you're so excited about the players that you got on your squad, this episode is for you. So, what is Dynasty Fantasy Basketball? Basically, what it is, it's a utopia for fantasy basketball players. It's down to the last four teams. BetOnline has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long. And now that we're almost down to the finals, we still got a lot more in store. MLB is here and NBA. NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, BetOnline is your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. And remember, use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Basically, you get to keep all of your treasures, all of your precious, like Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. You get to keep these players on your team year to year. The beauty in that, man, I got some dynasty teams that like bring a tear to my eye, yo. Like, I got people like Alperen Şengün, who when I grabbed him off of waivers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was not the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander that he is today when I picked him up or when I traded for him. Those kind of players, watching their progression, even Luka Doncic. I'm in one dynasty league, and I traded for Luka Doncic in his rookie year. The man was averaging like 18 points a game. No biggie, right? I traded away DeMar DeRozan and another piece, and I got Luka on my team. At the time, people thought I was kind of crazy, but it all makes sense now. On the other side of that coin, I've also traded away Tyrese Halliburton when he was in Sacramento, and I didn't know what he would become. And I ended up getting back, I think, Josh Giddey and Evan Mobley, which for me is not a deal that I would make today, but it is the beauty of Dynasty. So you get to play fantasy basketball every single day of the year. When the season is done, really good dynasty league managers will turn on the trades. So now you can trade all summer. It's dope. Looking forward to the draft. Like, yo, who's going to be the top prospect that I'm going to be targeting? Man, like, this is the wave that we want more fantasy basketball players to take, so that way you can join in on the action. If you're looking for a dynasty league, all you have to do is join our Discord server, believeinfantasy.com. That's B-L-E-A-V in fantasy.com. Somebody there will help you. If you want to tag my man Ant Tech, that's A-N-T-E-K-K, tag Ant Tech. Ant Tech is one of our one of the experts in the space, and he'll be able to guide you. Excuse me. So with that said, one thing that's really cool to pay attention to are the rankings. So in this episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about Dynasty, but I also want to take a look at hashtag basketball's most updated rankings, right? So not many sites on the internet cover Dynasty. So hashtag is one of the most valuable and reliable sources, not just for Dynasty, but for fantasy basketball in general. But today we're going to look at the top 20 Dynasty players in fantasy basketball. Let's get right into it. So we're here on hashtag basketball, and the number one guy is Victor Wembanyama, which is wild to me, y'all. Like, listen, I will always raise my hand when I'm wrong about something. And this is one that I was wrong on. I did not expect Victor Wembanyama to have the kind of impact that he had so early. Like, I knew he was going to be good, but in the Spurs system, I just didn't imagine that he would get the kind of run that he's getting. But I've been pleasantly surprised, and I'm excited to share with you that I executed a deal for him this season. The guy that I traded with, he must have just been really excited when he's seen the amount of players that I sent his way. But I'm going to share with you guys the actual deal so you can see how fun this really is when you think about you know, making deals and making trades and stuff. So for Victor Wembanyama, it was a fair deal, but definitely not one that I would have done if I was the manager with Wembanyama. So I traded him Jamal Murray, Devin Vassell, and James Harden. I gave him a 3-for-1, which in maybe if you were in like a redraft league, you might be like, I wouldn't do that. Like, that's too much. But in Dynasty, come on, man. The number one player. Hashtag basketball says he's putting up numbers comparable to Hakeem Olajuwon, and we're only halfway through his rookie season. Yeah, I'm showing my age here. That is probably my man Joe from Hashtag Basketball. For a short time, I did help them out with their points leagues ranking, so I'm a big supporter of the Hashtag Basketball community. So number two on the list is SGA. SGA is 25 years old, young guy. That's one thing with Dynasty. You guys want to really pay attention to the age of the player. You want to make sure you have a young roster if you can. Number three is Luka Doncic. Yes, top off. Boobies is out. Hair blowing in the wind. Yo, your man Doncic actually won me a championship. I want to pull my stats up real quick. Let me see. The name of the team is Luka the GOAT, and I claim the championship. Oh, can I see it? Oh, yeah. Man, so on this Sunday night, I needed to, like, close my opponent out. Big shout out to my man Teal. We was facing off in this one. And Luka dropped 85 fantasy points, y'all, in my closeout night. He did 15 points. 15 points? Yeah. No, that's not it. He did 47 points. He did 47 points, 2 steals, 7 assists, 12 rebounds. Come on. Yo, I was so pleased, yo. I was so happy with that one. Number 4 on the list is Nikola Jokic. Number 5 on the list, Tyrese Halliburton. Number 6 on the list, Chet Holmgren. On the other side of that coin, just to let you guys know, for Chet, man, Chet sold me out so bad in another league. Like, I was literally, like, all I needed was, like, I think 15 points to advance or 15 points to win the matchup. Why did he score? Let me tell you. Yo, listen. On Sunday, Monday the 31st, Chet Holmgren gave me 3 fantasy points in a points league. What? He played 26 minutes, had 5 points, 1 block, and 5 rebounds. That's it. Yo, I was sick to my stomach, yo. Like, if he would have just did half of what he's supposed to do, I would have been okay. But it is what it is. Number 7 is Jason Tatum. Number 8, Scottie Barnes, who is on a rise, right? Like, Scottie Barnes was not this high in Dynasty before this season, so it's interesting to see his progression. Number 9, Anthony Edwards, another player that has totally skyrocketed up the charts in terms of Dynasty. Has a lot to do with his age, but also just his, you know, his potential and his upside. Number 10, Joel Embiid, who is dropping in the Dynasty rankings. Number 11, Alperen Şengün, a.k.a. Baby Joker. Excuse me. Sip of this water. Yeah, Şengün, I actually grabbed him. Man, I think I must have grabbed him off of waiver wire and just was off the waiver wire and was just patient with him, yo. Just really patient. He's only 21 years old. Man, having an amazing breakout season. Love that. Number 12 is Trae Young. Number 13, Devin Booker. Number 14, Cade Cunningham. Now, Cade, like, I want to be high on Cade, but Cade is just, he got to do a little more. So I think he was higher in the Dynasty rankings before this season, and he's kind of taking a bit of a hit. Number 15, LaMelo Ball, another player that I'm concerned about. Not sure what's going to be, what's going to happen, huh? Listen, I'm starting to lose faith, y'all. So if you're already playing Dynasty and you got LaMelo Ball, man, like, if he went next season, if he strings together some good games, we might want to like sell high on him because I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to work. Number 16 is Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is skyrocketing this season. Had a huge breakout year. He's moved all the way up into the top 20 for Dynasty, which I think is dope. Number 17, Donovan Mitchell. Been a bit banged up, but still super valuable. Number 18, Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is wild that he's so low. But again, for category leagues, especially if we're considering free throw percentage and even turnovers, maybe that's a situation that you want to look at. But for me, I'm really high on Giannis. Number 19, Domantas Sabonis. And rounding out the top 20 is Jaren Jackson Jr. So next steps, it's really important that you take advantage of this opportunity. So like, this is the end of the season, so you can't join the Dynasty League right now unless you're going to be a replacement, which could happen. But if you're in a league right now and you guys are still active, especially if you're on an ESPN, on the ESPN platform, your league manager can switch your league to keepers, to a keeper league. Now, what's a keeper league? It's similar to a dynasty league where you can actually retain a player or two or more even, right? So you can do like a one-player keeper league or right up to, you know, every player. I would recommend to start slow. If your league manager is up for it and down for it, I would say, yo, can we like keep a player so we can like do some stuff in the summer? And it keeps your roster alive. It gives you the opportunity to start building out that dynasty. So listen, there's still time. It is not over. Very, very important to just send your league manager a text right now. See if he's down for this. If you want to share this video, or even if you have questions for me, just drop them in the comments and I will gladly respond to them. You can also shoot me an email at info@believeinfantasy.com and I'll walk you guys through it on what you need to do. But most importantly, make sure you join the Discord community. Visit believeinfantasy.com. You can tag my man Antech. He is the expert of the group. He could give you all of the information that you need to make sure you're all set up for your dynasty. Now, don't forget, play the waivers, set your lineups, and believe in fantasy.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast with Robin Marks. Join our free Discord community at believeinfantasy.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at believeinfantasy.
This episode has been presented to you by BetOnline. The game starts here.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.